Good evening, anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 2nd of February. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy. We talk saltwater fly fishing with charter boat skipper Matthew Von Sturmer. Bert Robinson tells us how the Rotorua fishery is going. And as always, we'll finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Fly fishing news, the moon phases. The next new moon is on the 16th of February. Remember that a new moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 0 degrees. At this time, the moon does not appear to be illuminated. What does it mean? Well, a couple of days either side of the new moon will offer the best fishing for freshwater anglers. Start planning your fishing trip away now, 16th of February. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite, full moon, fisherman's folly. Fly tying classes with Stephen Kerr are scheduled to start again at Rod and Reel in Newmarket. Now, these classes will initially be aimed at the beginner fly tyer and will take place every second Thursday from 6 to 8pm. And they start on Thursday, February the 15th. Now, the cost is $30 for the 2 hours, and all gear and fly tying materials are supplied. If you're interested in attending, just contact Stephen Kerr, and his email address is steveok@extra.co.nz. That is stevok@extra.co.nz. Or give Stephen a ring on 027-294-1493. Stephen Kerr, Fly Tying, 027-294-1493. Now get in fast, though, as these classes fill up quickly and everything is on a first-in, first-served basis. Well done, Stephen. Some news from Fish and Game. A 27-year-old Cromwell angler has paid dearly for flouting fishing laws and obstructing a ranger. Hamish George Edward McKinley appeared in the Alexandra District Court on Thursday, facing 3 charges related to a fishing trip on Ohau Channel in Twizel on September 16. The judge ordered McKinley to pay more than $1,800 in fines and costs, including $750 for obstructing a warranted fish and game officer. Poor old Hamish George Edward McKinley is probably not too bright. Thanks to Fish and Game for that info. Now, Didymo. Don't forget, the threat of Didymo is always present. Summer anglers, you're moving around a lot more, are reminded of the need to check, clean and dry tackle and all equipment used in all waterways, especially things like wading boots, boat trailers, etc. The latest edition of Real Life is out now. Real Life is published by Fish and Game and covers all freshwater fishing in New Zealand. It is free. To subscribe, just go to the Fish and Game website, fishandgame.org.nz, and search Real Life, R-E-E-L, Life, and they will send it to your inbox. How good's that? Okay, if you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact Hooked on Fly Fishing by emailing me, Colin, on col.pam@extra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Okay, let's look at some weather. Met Service, Auckland Recreational Marine Forecast. The situation. A deep low over the area during Saturday then moves away to the northeast and weakens. A ridge builds over the areas on Monday, followed by a weak front on Tuesday. Now, the forecast for Manukau and Waitemata harbours, Saturday. Now, here we go. Westerly 10 knots, gradually becoming northeast 25 knots, gusting 35 knots by midday, then changing southerly 35 knots, gusting 45 knots in the afternoon. Easing to 20 knots in the evening, sea becoming very rough for a time in the afternoon. Poor visibility and rain developing in the morning with possible thunderstorms from afternoon. Forecast for Sunday. Southeast 20 knots, but 35 knots in the Gulf, easing to northeast 15 knots everywhere in the afternoon. A few showers, heavy at first. And Manukau and Waitemata harbours on Monday, gradually easing to variable 5 knots, showers easing. Not a good forecast out to sea for the next 2 days. Okay, Met Service Waikato, if you're fishing in the Waikato region, Saturday, mainly fine apart from isolated afternoon showers. Fresh southeasterlies developing late morning. Sunday in the Waikato region, areas of morning cloud, then fine, light winds. Rotorua, Saturday, mainly fine apart from isolated showers until evening. Fresh southeasterlies developing. Rotorua on Sunday, mainly fine, but isolated afternoon showers, southeasterlies dying out early. Now, if you're fishing in the Taupo and Taumarunui region, forecast for Saturday, fine spells, southeasterlies developing in the morning, and Sunday, areas of morning cloud, then fine, light winds. For our anglers in the Canterbury Plains region, Saturday, cloud and isolated showers clearing and becoming fine by afternoon. Southerlies dying out. Sunday on the Canterbury Plains, mainly fine, isolated afternoon showers near the foothills, northeasterlies developing. Thanks to Met Service for those reports, we do appreciate that. Now let's look at some river levels. The Puniu River, 23 kilometres south of Te Awamutu, is currently at 7.8 metres. It's flowing at 4.8 cubic metres per second. That's down from last week. The next river over, the Mangatutu, is at 1.1 metres and falling. It's flowing at 1.1 cubic metres per second. That's the same as last week. It's low and slow. The Ohinamuri River, measured at Karangahaki between Pāroa and Waihi, is at 11.8 metres and falling. It's flowing at 2.6 cubic metres per second, down on last week, in good condition. The Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.21 of a metre, same level as last week. And the Waipa River at Otiwa is at 75.6 metres and falling. It's flowing at 3.3 cubic metres per second. It's down on last week and it's in ideal condition. The Whakapapa River is at 8.8 cubic metres per second. It's down on last week. And the Whanganui River, measured at Puriaka, is at 22 cubic metres per second. That's also down on last week. And the Tongariro River, measured at Turangi, is at 34 cumics. Now, keep an eye on these rivers. They will fluctuate. Enjoy the fishing. Be careful when wading, as always. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy for that information. We do appreciate that. Okay, we'll have a very quick break and then the first of our fishing reports.
So now, what can I do? Where could she? No, no, no.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident and an even longer-time Rotorua angler. And that's exactly why we want to talk to him. Bert, as always, is live on air with us now. Good evening, Bert.
Hey, Colin, how's it going?
I'm very good, thank you. Now, we spoke this time last week. You had tremendous hail and thunderstorms and stuff. Everything dried out a bit?
No. Oh. We had torrential downpour last night, 24 hours. We had 80 millimetres of rain. Good. So everything is really on the way to getting absolutely soggy rather than partly soggy.
Okay. What's it all done to the fishing, please?
Well, it hasn't changed the water temperatures all that much, so, which has been really good. And up until the storm, we were having a heap of fish being caught out at the Awaho. Now, that was probably the only one that was fishing well, although if you're after brown trout, there was plenty of brown trout at the Nongataha and also the Waitati. Oh. So, it was a matter of being out there all day.
Yes.
And one guy come from Hamilton, got there called 8:30. He was 14 fish up and then went from there.
Goodness me.
So, and I was there, he got another 3 while I was there, and then I left and went to go do some work and ended up, absolutely fantastic. Fishing after I left, he ended up with another 20. So they're a whole mix of good fish and different fish.
Goodness.
And a few browns in amongst them as well, so that was quite good.
That is very good fishing, and by any standards anywhere, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about Hamarana? Heard anything about that?
Yeah, very quiet there, but those that are spin fishing are doing okay.
Okay, yeah.
Spin fishing has been quite good there, but fly fishing has been a bit slow. Nighttime's been okay. But as I say, I don't know what this last little rain has done. They've opened the gates up to 1,200, which is fully open.
Yes.
And a huge amount of rain, and it's really lifted the lake level. So,
okay,
yeah, we're having a bit of fun.
Okay, and you've got tomorrow. You got showers, and then rain back on Sunday. Apparently,
yeah, I don't think it's going to make a huge difference. Lake temperatures, as I say, haven't gone down. The air temperature's been very high. The rain was warm.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was quite an interesting storm that we had. We were expecting thunder and lightning, didn't get it. But, you know, places like Rewharekite, the lake's up quite a bit, but some good fishing from the shore, but particularly good from a boat, especially for jigging.
Okay.
Not a deep lake, but there's some good fish coming out of there.
Okay.
And some of the other lakes, even Naupuri's been quite good. And as I say, the stream fishing's been good. There's a whole lot of fresh fish come up the Ongatara and Waitati for spawning.
Yes.
Mostly rainbows, but there's still some big browns in that river too.
Okay, excellent. Now, the big question, of course, what flies are working down at the stream mouth?
Brown woody bugger. It's one that's particularly good. About a size 8 grey ghost.
Yeah.
That's been quite good. And the other one was a black nymph under a black dry fly.
Oh, okay. I've done that before. Almost a midge,
midge. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Been absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
It's certainly worth a look anyway.
Okay. Very good.
Yep.
Now, what have you heard about Upper Nongataha?
Oh, a lot of rainbows up there just came up overnight. The river's quite murky, but it's certainly worth a look.
Yeah. Okay.
And again, a few cicadas. We had a lot of trout flies, thousands of the sods and things. When you turn your light on, caddis is another one that's been quite good too. So,
okay,
it's looking pretty good. I think because we haven't gone down in temperature in the lake, we're still going to be very, very good.
Okay. Now it's interesting. I've had quite a few emails and phone calls in the last couple of days. It looks like a lot of Aucklanders are heading out of town today, because they've got Saturday, Sunday off. A lot of them are taking Monday as well, because Tuesday's a holiday. And they're saying, Cole, talk to Bert. Find out what's happening in Rotorua. They're all heading away, Bert.
Yeah, well, I've got Monday off too, so I'm looking at that.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to get out over the weekend. We've got a couple of things to do, but, yeah, it's... Yeah, it's one of those things that you've got to be here. And like fish are cast sometimes. Oh, the other one was green dolphin, quite a big one, at a size 4 even.
Oh, the old dolphin.
It's been certainly worth the certainly worth a look.
All right, excellent. So, yeah, it's all go. Just get out there and get amongst them.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. It's floating line. After dark, just go to your dolphin flies and go from there.
Okay. Now, I read Real Life put out by Fish and Game each month.
Yep.
And they're saying the lakes are going pretty well as well. Or well, some of them are.
Oh, yeah, the jigging's been really good.
Yes.
It's certainly one that's, if you want to get out there and get into it on a boat, it's certainly well worth looking.
Okay.
At, there's some very big fish being caught all over the place.
Okay.
Rotorua in particular, fish in Tairua are not doing quite so well. But it, you know, it's a matter of what lake you want to fish. But if you want to get fish, you'd Rotorua is the best. But also Rotorua.
Okay. Now, with the control gates open, the rain, recent rain, lake levels are high. Is Ohau Channel really taking off?
Oh, there's a lot of water coming down here. It's about 28, 30 cubic metres coming down here a second. But in saying that, the water temperature is far too high for in that area. So it's just, you're wasting your time, to be honest.
Okay, it's too warm, eh?
Absolutely.
Okay, even though it's honking through, it's still too... Yeah,
yep.
Okay, fair enough. All right, do appreciate that, Bert. You've had a bit of drying out, but then you had more rain, and now you've got more rain coming. So it's all happening down there, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. But it's still worth coming down, and fishing in the rain can be quite invigorating anyway. It's warm rain.
It is, and it puts a lot of people off, and I find that's when it's good to get out there. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good boy. Thank you, Bert. We do appreciate it. Now, your contact details, please.
0272896079 or at BertonFish on Twitter.
Okay, there you go, at Burton Fish on Twitter. He's more popular than Lady Gaga. And his mobile phone number, 0272896079. Ask him about fishing Rotorua. He loves it. Thank you, Bert Robinson. Enjoy it.
Oh, good. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you. Catch you.
Thanks,
bye.
John. See ya.
Mr. Bert Robinson, give him a ring, 0272896079, and he'll help out with fishing Rotorua. There you go. Thank you, Bert. Okay. Quick break, and then Matthew von Sturmer.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. A little light shining through the window, let me know everything is alright. Sing the song. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jazz in my mind. Have a sing. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jazz in. Line on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up through the doorstep, through the street and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. Rod and Reel have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Don't you worry about that. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Matthew von Sturmer, he's an interesting character. Matthew von Sturmer is a saltwater fly fisherman. He's a charter boat skipper working out of Waiheke. And Matthew also enjoys fly tying and talking and writing about the sport that he loves. Matthew is live on air with us now. Good evening, Matthew.
Good evening, Colin.
Okay, you're in a car, but you're not driving, is that correct?
No, that's right. Carmen, my wife, is driving, and in the back we have Trelease, Hannah, two of our three daughters, and a young charge buddy, Frankie, who's 14, who's been over on Waiheke. We had a little bit of surfing, and I just took Frankie into a park with a fly rod, and he announced that he knew everything and was excellent at everything, and he didn't need any tuition.
Yeah.
And it was very exciting because within a couple of minutes, he was suitably frustrated and realised that fly casting is quite difficult, and he really wanted to get better at it. So it was very satisfying to see, you know, that frustration
very
level
good.
Where. So I'm anticipating great things from that young man.
Okay, at 14, he's got lots to learn, but he's keen to do it too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, well done. Now, talking about casting, it's very important to practice your casting.
Yeah, look, a good lead-in to the last couple of weeks. Had some really good, I mean, I love all my clients to come on the boat of any level, you know, if they're out for a good day on the water and to have a look around Waiheke, if they're beginners, those trips can just be a lot of fun, a lot of fantastic times. And then I also had the pleasure of fishing with some really excellent casters, and it really struck me how significantly different a day's fishing can be for someone who can place long casts accurately, and even to the point of having the fly turn over so the fly lands and then that instantly in contact with the fly. So I had Zach Dalton, who is one of the Sage HQ guys from Bainbridge Island. So he's been there for 20 years. So he was here on a personal trip. He's also gone down and fished in some pretty spectacular trout water. I think it was Russell Kennedy.
Oh, Kennelly. Nice.
And so I got a day with him out on the salt, and he pulled three good kingfish off a channel marker, and this was one fish after the other.
Mm-hmm.
and it was quite remarkable. We then went to a pole that can sometimes hold fish, and he hooked another really a big one and got completely snotted, like there was just no stopping it, and got wasted like the rest of us. But to see someone place such accurate casts, and it meant I kept the boat well away from the channel marker, and the fish just kept biting. It was fantastic to see.
Okay, what's the main difference? Is it technique? Is it practice? Is it timing?
I think it's all of those things. So I think the big thing about practice is make sure you're practicing the right stuff. Don't over practice. So you know, the advice that people seem to give is a short, regular practice of the correct things. And the correct things are the things that none of us can escape. So we can't escape the physics of, you know, rolling and unrolling a fly line. So we're talking about, you know, that elongated weight or mass of the fly line. You've got to travel the rod tip straight.
Yeah.
The quality of the stop, you know, that's the one thing I've really noticed is, you know, I get a lot of casters who are really adequate. They do a lot of fishing and their casting is absolutely fine, but it's not great. And the difference between a great caster and an adequate caster can often be something as simple as, you know, how hard are they gripping the fly rod? So, you know, looking at your grip, have you got a relaxed grip? And then are you... for instance, so then when they come to their stop, if you're gripping that fly rod, you can't really feel the rod load for starters. But then when you come to your stop, you're often throwing a shock wobble in the tip And, of course, that travels down the fly line, and then you get all these problems coming forward. So I've had a lot of casters in the last couple of weeks, or since December, really, I've had that, you know, wonderful privilege of guiding, is you get to see a lot of different casting. But the amount of people who are either shocking the rod on the back cast stop, or they come back to a good stop and then come forward and then cast, and that technically, I believe, is called creep. And those people are throwing quite a lot of tailing loops. You know, we call them wind knots, but they're not. They're casting knots. Yeah. And what I noticed with Zach, and I'll tell you about another, you know, really good caster that I had on board as well, is they're smooth, they're relaxed, it's effortless. And what it means is the fly line then gets to just travel in a very straight trajectory. Everything lands on the water as it should do, and that's what we talk about as presentation. And you know, I heard a good quote from, I think Miles Rushmer made a comment about kingfish. He was fishing with Lucas Allen with a client, and someone said, "Well, this is the way Lucas told it." Someone had asked him, "Well, what are they feeding on at the moment?" And Miles was smart enough to say, "Accuracy."
Very good.
So, yeah, yes. You know, people get very obsessed about where to fish and flies, and you know, we all do it. We pack for an overseas trip or a trip, you know, to a river or a you know, salt fly destination, and it's, have I got enough flies? Are they feeding on this or that?
Yes,
or
so? Yes.
But, you know, do we get out and do a week of 10 minutes practice? Usually not.
Okay, yeah, I understand. Practice before you hire the guide.
Oh, look, exactly. I mean, people spend money on the guide and the gear and everything, but they do really well just to hang out and, you know, grab a casting buddy. So, you know, it'd just be nice to see anyone of every level just partner up and grab a few people. There's no shame, and you see things in each other's casting, and it's like learning or practicing the right things. If you're commenting on the right things, you know, rod, straight line path of the rod tip or the stop or rotation, you know, all these things which are all accessible, those principles, and the rest of it's just style.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
Oh, look, I'll quickly tell you, the other cool caster I had on board was actually Roger Waters from Pink Floyd.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, that was a cool trip. And so there was a 74-year-old who just stepped up on the platform, hadn't fly fished for some time, you know, a matter of months, really enjoyed a day off before his concert here. Very smooth, very good caster.
Very good.
Nice to see.
Okay, now let's talk about the fishing. Let's go into that. What about the sea temperatures? Are they still up, Matthew?
Yep. So, you know, fluctuating, but very high. You know, 22, 23, you know, heading on, and higher than that too. So, for me, it's sort of interesting in the sense that I think everything's a little confused. The normal patterns, a little harder to pick. And, you know, the it's worth thinking about. So fishing the drop-offs on the flats where there's a small channel, perhaps with a little bit more water movement, or fishing early in the day, fishing late in the day, all these sort of strategies. Often fishing the incoming tide, you get little, you know, eddies of slightly cooler water. And so, you know, just being aware of that is another factor. Is just to throw in the mix, as if there isn't enough to think about when you're out there. But and I think that, for me, it's all about observation. So I don't like to overthink any of these things. I don't like to presume I could possibly know what it's going to mean when the water's that warm. But, you know, I tend to sort of just move around slowly and see what's happening. You know, how's the bait? You know, find the birds. How are the birds behaving? Are they active? Are they moving regularly? You know, are the schools of fish, you know, stationary? And, you know, all of those things, they all give you clues. And once again, if you sort of got your casting skills, you can start to present flies that sort of match subtly the way the you know, things are unfolding on the water when you're there.
I get you. Do you follow the birds when you see them moving away?
Yeah, well, I sort of, you know, like try to just read the bird's behaviour and, okay. and, you know, I mean, obviously you can follow them and find the workups, but you know, often you can sort of get clues. So, I mean, sometimes I'll see a whole lot of shearwaters and just sitting on the water and there's not much activity, and it tells me, you know, generally that's to do with the current not flowing, and it might be top of the tide or you know, just a pause, and for me that's sort of a signal to perhaps sort of hit the shallows and get right up in the you know, see if the kingfish chasing stuff right up in the upper margins, and
okay.
and then you, yeah so I mean there's lots of clues with the birds, but
you just have to be aware.
Yeah, and then work out on the day what does it mean that all, and you know, the obvious one is when all the birds are heading in a direction, and if it's not that they're heading home to roost, then they probably know where the food is. So yeah,
very good. Now, floating line still the go, Matthew?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the floating line, and I've sort of got to the point, if I'm, you know, deeper than about a metre and a half, I'm too deep. So, you know, that's the game that I'm playing, is we're looking for the fish in the shallows. At the moment, we're finding, you know, the kingfish are certainly in the shallows. There's the kahawai are still... The anchovy schools in the inner Hauraki Gulf are still building, so we look forward to that activity really increasing. And then, you know, from about now, there might only be a couple of birds or even just a few splashes against the shore, and you'll find those, you know, a bunch of kahawai and kingfish will have pushed those anchovies right in close. So
okay. There's
so many things to look for in close, and that's, look, we'll stick with floating lines for some time yet.
Okay.
Snapper in really shallow. So.
Okay. Now, with the anchovy schools, you're using natural colours on your flies?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's, you know, there are days when they'll just go, in fact, there's even, you know, times of the tide when they're just smashing anything, and then they get tricky. So I've had a number of client trips where we've got fish, and this is one of the rare times I'll fish out in the channels, but when this kahawai busting on the top on those tiny little anchovies or a mix of, you know, different fry from species, and sometimes they're just infuriatingly tricky, and then we just start going through the fly box, and okay. we, you know, initially you start going small, and you do a match the hatch, and then if that doesn't work, I'll sort of go back to a crease fly or a popper.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I do find works in those situations is sometimes quite small crease flies and putting a pause in the retrieve. So basically just making a little commotion on the surface. And once again, through observation, if you watch the way the kahawai are feeding, they'll often actually, it'll be two or three fish that'll come in, and they'll basically herd a small collection of these very small anchovies or other fish.
Okay.
They're not after, you know, individual fish. So that little splash and then a pause, duplicates that sort of action of a small cluster of fish. So I love those little tricky things, and then you work it out, and suddenly, you know, the fish are hitting the fly, and then they'll switch off it, and you've got to change again. So
I understand.
Keeps
you thinking. That's the one. Now, your forecast is not very good for the next couple of days, Matthew.
Well, I'm pretty blessed here on Waiheke. We've got shelter all around, so no, there was nothing too alarming from my point of view.
Okay. You can always find some.
Yeah. I mean, we've and I think we're in for a good late summer. I mean, I imagine that we'll start to see some skipjack tuna quite soon and in close. So as I say, the anchovies have only just started to, you know, flood into the inner Gulf with some regularity. So this, you know, that'll build, and I think the skipjack will make an appearance locally. And the kingfisher on the flats, they're sort of everywhere. They're everywhere and looking in pretty good form. But, you know, I know there's reports of people getting them on the inner city flats. So, you know, that's a fantastic fishery. And, of course, I still remain somewhat obsessed with these shallow water snapper. So.
Yeah, of course. Well, the point is there's plenty of fish everywhere. It's heading for a fantastic summer, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it'll be a late summer.
Okay.
You know, I mean, the late season, you know, it'll run through.
It'll go longer.
So it's only going to get better.
Okay. Now, when you're fishing in shallow 1 metre to 2 metres deep, you've got to have a bit of stealth. You're not charging in there with your motor going full bore, are you?
As you know, I've got the little Minn Kota on the front, and we will cut the big engine early, and we'll just sort of motor in. And talking to Lucas Allen this week was pretty interesting. He's saying that he's starting to see a few signs that fish are even, you know, he's talking kingfish are starting to even get a little boat shy and pick up the noise of the Minn Kota. So, you know, both him and I, if we don't need to, you know, use that additional noise, just as quiet as you can. And giving it a bit of time, you know, just actually sitting still and letting the boat just drift in and let things return to normal. And then you start seeing the bait fish movements and those bigger predators and so forth, yeah.
Patience is required.
Patience is required, and look, the ultimate is just go for a stroll with a fly rod. You know, sort of, you know, the boat's fantastic, but you know, I still think there's a world of fly fishing within, you know, inner city Auckland. Just go for a stroll with a fly rod.
Aren't we lucky?
Yeah,
that's all out there. Now, what does Matthew von Sturmer do when he's got a day off? Does he go fishing?
Sometimes, and I've got a couple of projects. I've got a bit of research I need to do on behalf of on some upcoming trips, and it's always important to just stay in touch with what's going on. However, I do run we design and manufacture door handles, so having had a really busy patch since early December, I'm got a weekend of CNC machines and grinding bronze door handles.
Okay, fair enough.
Lined up. Yeah. And there's a bit of surfing. So, you know, even here on Waiheke, I'd surf.
Well, it is. Now, just quickly before we go, you've got a salt fly weekend coming up in the Coromandel shortly. Tell us about that.
So you would be talking about the salt fly hookup, is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm not involved directly in the organisation, but I see that it's happening, which is a fantastic thing. So Luke have got behind that event again, which is a really great thing for the sport. The other 2 years that I've participated, that it's run, has been a fantastic get together. We were blessed on the first trip with something ridiculous, like 30 kingfish were caught by 40 anglers or something. It was, you know, just amazing. The second trip, we had 50 plus anglers and no kingfish caught. and both weekends were fantastic. So it sort of indicates that it's a really good get together, chin wag. There's a lot of casting. A lot of fly tying, and you know, Luke have really supported the event, and they bring some great casters. And then there's the fishing. So it's either way, it's really worth making the effort. Get down to Tauranga and make the most of it.
Okay, is there a website, do you know of, or a contact?
So I think they'll run it as a Facebook event, and you can register there. And you might even be able to pay online, and you get a cool T-shirt and so forth. So it's a real
yep.
So look for Salt Fly Hookup,
yep.
And you'll find all the details.
All right, thank you, Matthew. Now, I want your contact details. How do people get hold of you to book a fly fishing trip out in the salt water?
So I'm Salt Fly Fish, and that's a website, and it's also a Facebook, Instagram, and the other one is good old-fashioned 0218655593.
That's Matthew Von Sturmer, Saltwater Fly Fishing, Auckland Region, 0218655593. Give him a call and talk fly fishing, and particularly saltwater fly fishing. Matthew, excellent information. Lovely to have a catch-up, and we'll do it on a regular basis. Enjoy the weekend, and thanks for talking to Hooked on Fly Fishing.
Thanks, Colin.
All right, Matthew. Catch up.
See you, mate.
See
Bye.
Ya. Matthew Von Sturmer, Salt Fly Fish, 0218655593. Thank you, Matthew. Lovely to have a catch-up. Okay, we've just got... We're coming up a quick break and then the fly fishing tip of the week. Fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Right, the fly fishing tip of the week. Don't seek shelter when the wind blows. While it may be more difficult to fish, it often turns fish onto the bite. Fish upwind of the fish and cast downwind. In other words, use the wind to your advantage. Makes sense, doesn't it? While everyone else is sheltering, you can get out there and catch the fish. Okay, Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. We'll be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing and tight.